This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk a little bit about fans in sports. And, I mean, this definitely relates to those of you that follow the Pittsburgh Pirates. But it relates to all sports. Some of you are ruining sports. So everybody, I think, can relate to the idea that sports are supposed to be an escape from the real world. Like, it is reality television, or it's reality competition, in the sense where, you know, in real time, players are competing on teams most of the time to achieve a common goal, which is to use the rules of the game to win. And it's an escape, right? There's nothing that should be heavy about sports. There's nothing that should be, you know, overly sensitive as it relates to sports. Like, it's supposed to be the escape. Like, let's watch these two teams, one of which is representing my city most of the time. That's how it is. One representing my city or my region, and I hope that we can say that we are superior to the other team because we can win, because we can do better than the other team with the rules designed in this game. But then I just, some of you on Twitter and social media just talking about, oh, I'm never spending money on the Pirates again. The Pirates haven't done anything. They're not investing in the team. I'll never spend money again ever. This is the final straw. Then I read those comments, Facebook, Twitter, everywhere on social media. John and Robinson even tweeting me and Crowley, I think it was the other. No, he tweeted Crowley, and then I responded. He's like, who in their right mind would jump back on the Pirates? They've made it clear they have no interest in competing. It's just not a great take. It's not a great thought. First of all, the Pirates have shown interest in competing. They signed some veterans to the roster to help be leaders, and they mixed those with some of the younger talent that's been playing this season. So I don't want to hear any more about the Pirates don't spend money. The Pirates aren't invested in winning. Just because they're not calling up Henry Davis, who, if he were caught up right now, would still have the shortest amount of at-bats before being called up in a professional baseball career. So, but it's an overarching thing about sports fans where, you know, we feel dignified, right? Like, some of you feel dignified. You're just like, you know what? If I stand up and I protest, and, you know, because I don't like the result or the outcome, then I can feel vilified and I feel strong. And that's not what sports is supposed to be about. If you're a fan of a team, you claim to be the fan of a team, it really shouldn't matter whether they're winning or they're losing or anything, because you're a fan. Your job is to go crazy. I think one of the most fun nights that I've had here at the Fan was also one of the saddest moments, watching Donnie Football in the studio when the Penguins got eliminated from the playoffs just absolutely rip them for their season. Because that's what we do as fans. We can rip the team. We can say, you know, I can't believe they didn't make the playoffs. This is embarrassing. It's an embarrassing end of the season. They blew it. And we complain, and we complain, and we complain, like, bad season, bad season. this is a bad season. And then you turn around the beginning of the season, there's some optimism, hopeful optimism. And in the Pirates' case, they won 20 games. They won 20 of their first 28. We're all happy now, like, right, you know, people are showing up to the ballparks. Woo! Bucko fever. Everything's great. Bucktober might be possible. Winning the division might be possible this year because the NL Central is so weak. That's what we do as fans. And then they lose a lot, and we can complain, right? Like, oh, man, I'm mad at the team. Grr, they're losing. Why are the players playing like this? Why won't management make certain decisions? Great question. Why'd Mitch Keller get pulled after throwing 84 pitches through six innings when he was the only pitcher to win in the month to that point? And why didn't you let Mitch Keller start on his regular rest when they had the off day so that he could pitch against the Rangers and then make it for the series here against the Cardinals? I wonder if you guys are still mad about that, by the way, because we'll see how that impacts the series. But either way, you know, that's what we do as fans. We're angry. Sometimes we're irrational. We express ourselves with just the feelings we have toward our team. But then there are some of you that just go and say, I'm never watching again. You're not a fan then. If you're gonna go and you're gonna just say, yep, nope, never watching again. Mm-mm-mm. Not me. You're not a fan. I'm not necessarily saying that if the team is in the dog days of August and September, just relating to baseball, but maybe in any season where your team's clearly out of it, I don't expect you to buy season tickets in that case or, you know, go to every game. Doesn't mean you can't follow the team. It doesn't mean you still can't be a supporter. Just say, hey, we'll get him next year, right? The perpetual, we'll get him next year. I get that's frustrating for some, too, because the Pirates haven't won the World Series since 1979 before I was born. But at any rate, you still get my point. Like, that's what you do as fans. You know, and there's somebody I talk to all the time who's a Pirates fan, you know, and he's 66, says that he's a disgruntled Pirate fan. There's nothing wrong with being disgruntled but still supporting the team. Those two things can exist. But those of you out there who take a stand and protest because you feel vilified and saying like, oh, yeah, you know, never going to watch this team again. Like, you know, you're taking power over something. Guys, it's sports. Just take a minute, take a step back and stop. And I guarantee you that when the Pirates are good again and you have friends who think that the Pirates are the next best thing, the next big thing, and they want to go to a game and they ask you, hey, you want to come to the Pirate game? Hey, they're doing well. You want to come to the Pirate game? You want to have a get-together, tailgate? Go to the game as a group, as a collection? And your friends ask you, and you're one of those people that's like, nope, never, nope, I'm nothing, not spending, not getting any more of my money, nope. Yeah, what are you going to do then when the Pirates are good and they're the thing and somebody asks you to go to a game? You going to say no? You going to stand and protest? Of course you're not. You're going to go because you're going to feel the pressures of society. Just relax. You know, I if you are a sports fan that's out there and saying you're going to protest, never going to buy tickets again, never going to give the team my money again, you make sports not fun. Let other people enjoy the sports for what they're for and be grateful. We got a baseball team in Pittsburgh. We got a hockey team in Pittsburgh. We got a football team in Pittsburgh. Technically, we have two if you count the USFL, but I don't because they don't play in Pittsburgh. Anyway, not the point. Right, we've got an NFL team, an NHL team, a Major League Baseball team. Like, be grateful for that. And if you're one of those people that still argues that the Pirates haven't made a full investment in the team, you're just wrong. But keep your protests to yourselves because sports has never been about taking a high-end, real-life protest to things. If you don't want to spend your money, that's one thing. Doesn't mean you can't follow the team. Doesn't mean you can't be disgruntled about decisions. Doesn't mean you don't support them, but if you're really just on the bandwagon where it's like, oh, I really won't support them because of how they're playing and I'm just done and shutting them out, then you were never a real fan to begin with.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app